Black Bolt's rigid meritocracy are coming to an end.
You watched an innocent kid get shot.
Long beautiful hair.
Dance a little stranger. Show me where you've been.
So what?
Love can make you hostage. Wanna do it again?
Word.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Maximus to Mentallo.
Maximus, also known as Maximus the Mad, he's the kid brother of Black Bolt of the Inhumans royal family. Naturally, he wants the throne for himself, and he earned his nickname, the Mad, by showing he's ready to do anything to take power. Allying with anyone, selling his own people into slavery, anything, which is he started doing at age 16. Oh. When he was exposed to the Terrigen Mist, there was no signs of a mutation, but he hid the vast mental powers he gained. He just couldn't hide his antisocial tendencies. After a successful coup, then overthrow, he was exiled from Atalan and has plotted and attempted to regain the throne ever since. His powers include the ability to control others, wipe their memories, transfer his mind into someone else, and prevent people from noticing him. When he's had fits of madness, he's been able to see visions of the future. He's also a gifted inventor of weaponry. The pictures included show him to be a bit of a clothes horse, rarely dressing in the same way twice. We see him mentally blast Gorgons, sitting on a throne, giving orders, his Inhuman collaborators dressing him, and laughing at his enemies from a jail cell.
When you say he'll do anything, does it involve over-accessorizing?
Someone's compensating.
Yeah, he really has that brother that's not gonna go, like, get the throne vibe.
Yeah, definitely.
Competitive uncle.
Also, if he can control what people think, couldn't he make them think he had had a mutation that was visible or that was obvious?
Or that he's king?
You're asking a lot of a baby.
Does everyone mutate to Terrigen?
I thought it was a teenager thing.
No, that's mutants. Terrigen Mist, you shove the baby in the in the thing and they turn into dogs.
But is it everyone? It doesn't affect some people.
Well, they thought, well, I guess...
This one's...
The this mutation
one's
no
This
good.
One's a lemon.
Well, maybe the mutation is no mutation.
Yeah, because Black Bolt was a baby, and then he had, like, that super voice, and they had to put him in a tank for...
Right.
Until he was 18. Or
completely whatever. Remember Black Bolt that was in the bees.
I don't remember that, last week.
Wait, he had a huge voice as a baby, so he cried and they had to shut him.
I mean, he's the guy with the voice that destroys stuff.
Yeah, and he killed
people
as children.
He's essentially mute, the mute king, because...
I do not remember this.
He had the accordion arms.
He had a little accordion under the arms, he had a little fork on the forehead.
I mean, I'll look it up maybe if I still care in an hour.
Well, but I mean, how do you go from... How do you go from hiding your mutation to, like, giant metal hat representing a brain?
Yeah.
That's what that
is. He has a passion for fashion.
True. And I respect that.
Well, his choices. It's a thing to have a passion for fashion and style. It's another to have zero taste.
Well, we don't know what fashion is in this year of
civilization.
Nobody's going to catch this, but you know who has a passion for fashion? Barrettes! Girls with a passion for fashion. Ooh, Barrettes. And this guy is a total brat. Anyone who collected dolls in the early 2000s.
No, that's not most my of our fan base.
No, our fan base is more likely to have daughters who did that.
I do enjoy, like, the weird historical elements. Like, in this main one, he looks like he has that ruffle. Like that. That sort of, like...
Like Shakespeare?
Yeah, that sort of ruffle. And when he's laughing, he also seems like he maybe has, like, a shirt that could be historical.
Oh, yeah, okay. And like are these jester. Rubies? Because then I'm into that.
I'm going to start saying that when we thrift. Look, this shirt could be historical.
Does he have a mustache? Oh, no, that's a shadow. Oh, that's a shame.
I think that's better, though. I think we don't need a facial accessory.
So, you know how he got the name Max?
Mad, sorry, the name Mad.
Maximus the Mad.
Maximus the Mad.
And not to be confused with Mad Max.
Yeah, but no.
Predates Mad Max.
Oh, okay.
And the other Mad Max also.
Inspiration? Question mark?
No, I'm just wondering if it has anything to do with his face, because, oh god. Just, oh god.
There's something about the eyes, isn't there? Especially in that sort of metal, bejeweled metal outfit.
I don't like his face.
No.
But I feel like he has the kind of face that a well-known actor could embody. And we'd be like, oh yeah, that's the role of a... Well, not the role of a lifetime. But, you know,
the greasy hair reminds me of that villain who sniffs the hair in the Charlie's Angels movies.
Ew.
No, deep cut. Okay, you're just deep cut after deep cut.
No, he's the same actor.
It's all from the year 2000.
No, he's the same actor that was back in Back to the Future. He was the dad. Yes,
oh,
I know.
Yes, that guy.
We got you. I got you.
He's got like black...
Crispin Glover.
Yeah, sure.
You're being too historical.
I just know images in my mind, not names or faces.
How can you have the power to sort of not be seen, but also want to dress like that?
Because you can. You're like, I can dress how I want. There's no judgment. No one will be like, what the hell is
And you can also
today?
Control the other's thoughts so they like it.
They're like, wow, such fashion.
If he can control other people's thoughts, how the heck did his revolution fail?
It's really, a lot of people to control.
Really bad planning.
Villains are usually arrogant, and they think they've got it figured out. And
not
then...
successful.
Did you say that he could project his mind inside ours?
Yes.
Yeah, there's like, here's a like mind control, but also, no, I'm going to control your body from inside your body.
No.
Oh, you know, thank you. Okay, okay. You know when this would be useful? Okay, you know...
Is this another deep cut?
No.
You know in the year 2000, this happened.
No, in 1995. You know when you're trying to tell someone to write something? You're trying to be like, oh, but what if we write it this way? And they're like this? And they're the one typing the project? And they're like, no. Just come... Instead of just making them move and not, and you know, making them feel like they're not contributing to the project, just hop into their mind, do it for them, hop back out. What? You did it yourself.
Are we conscious that he's manipulating our body when it happens? Because, like, you went to group project, I'm going to, like, golf lessons. Like, can he teach me the correct stance?
Oh, but how about group project golf?
In the year 2000.
What school are you at? Well, actually, we did do golf because we're bougie like that.
You did golf at school?
And archery.
And archery.
Oh, that is the whitest thing ever.
If you took gym in 12th grade, you did that at our school, but I did not because why would I?
We also did pool. Like... like the ball game.
Your gym class sticks. Sounds nuts. We did dance. We did social dance.
I wish!
You see, I
wish. Learned the continental.
I wish we would have more, like, individual sports.
Oh, no.
Like,
we had...
like yoga. And, like, I don't know, pole dancing. Just, you know.
Just naming things you do now.
You know, we had badminton, soccer.
That's normal.
Volleyball.
And normal.
Badminton,
soccer,
normal.
Soccer
normal.
Volleyball.
Normal.
That, repeat.
I played soccer on ice one time.
That's the worst.
It was the stupidest idea, and I obviously got hurt. I don't know why they thought this was a good idea. We went to an arena to play soccer with sneakers.
I'm very surprised we're still talking about Maximus. At this point, this is maybe the weirdest.
Do you think he plays sports? What sports does he play?
He definitely has an outfit for it.
Polo, wrestling.
No, I think he's hockey enforcer. He looks like
a what?
A what?
Like a goon.
Oh.
Top three outfits. How do you rank these three outfits?
The
one where he's casual is a top one, because all the other ones are at the bottom.
There's four.
Okay, there's four.
There's probably more than four. One's different.
The helmet is different, but it's still more
dressed.
I adore the green tones of the mane.
I do have to say that although I do believe it is over-accessorized, I appreciate him sticking to one color palette.
Yeah.
And it's much less overwhelming than it had the potential to be.
Yeah, because if you look at the silver outfit, you can't do hole in pants, giant skull, and those shoulder pads.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's too much. That's just too much.
But at the same time, it's one palette, which is, like, it makes it a lot more cohesive.
It must be heavy, though. I never like it when they do big heads.
No, me neither.
Yeah. I just don't like that. I know that I have a very low tolerance for this, but even if I have, like, my hair, like, in a ponytail, and I'm in a car, and, like, can feel it against the seat, I'm annoyed by this. So I can only imagine being with this head on my shoulders. Like, how do you do anything?
You get used to it.
No. I think that's more of a sitting on a throne, crown kind of look. Yeah, probably doesn't walk around with
his hair. It's flat. Maybe it's just fully flat behind his head and it's not like...
Start with ponytails, then you go to a crown, and then you go to this massive thing. It's steps.
Because, I mean, the green thing is also in the way in the back. Probably a lot more than the crown.
So what about the red and yellow with the sort of medieval bishop hat?
I hate it.
The hat's stupid. Again, I don't...
Yeah. You know what he looks like? He looks like he went swimming and he has one of those like bathing caps on. That's what it is.
It feels to me...
a mushroom.
And I know this is influenced by the movies more than the comics, because I don't even know if he looks like that in the comics, but it feels to me like he looks a little bit too much like Vision.
Oh, in that one?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the red and the yellow cape?
Yeah, I find, like, the red outfit doesn't match with the ridiculousness of the others, which makes it ridiculous for a whole other reason.
Yeah. I feel like find a brand.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, because I feel like in a week from now, if you show me these separately, I don't know that I would know that it's the same character.
Even, like, as a reader... Like, if you don't read them all the time, that would be confusing, like, wouldn't it?
You know when you're reading a Russian novel and
all the time.
Maximus is a perfectly good name for that. When
you're reading a Russian novel and suddenly they start talking about this other person that has a random Russian name and you're like, shit, do I know who this is? And you can't remember the backstory because there's just so many characters and they appear like sporadically. That's how I feel that he would be in comics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I know who this is? Do I care who it is? Likely not.
So, is Maximus hot or not?
He's infuriating, Mike.
Whoa!
Well, I don't even feel that strongly
about
him.
Strong words from Elise.
Like, I don't like the power set, but the appearance, I'm not 100% against it.
Okay, I will get, like, he would be fun to go out somewhere with, because he would want to get dressed up.
So you
would, like, show up in style somewhere.
But you can try that crazy outfit.
But what if he overshines you? I don't want that.
No, you
he only dates Lady Gaga or whatever. Or Bjork.
I mean...
I think my consensus is...
Your own consensus?
Yeah. It's my consensus with myself.
There are plenty of gnats inside that.
The green suit... I don't mind, but I just don't, like, overall is still a not for me. Like, I just don't like this guy very much. I'm gonna forget him immediately.
Yeah. Just the mind control thing, no thank you.
Yeah, it's not cool.
He's not respectful of it.
I don't like that as a power. Like, we've seen that. I couldn't tell you. Someone should have an Excel spreadsheet.
I'm working on it.
And tell us these types of stats. But, like, I wonder how many characters we've seen that can control minds. But I never like that.
I have a question.
To me.
Is it what's his personality like?
Oh, no, because I'm fully aware of what his personality is like. Douchebag. Brain powers like this, like mind control and like thought control, is it mostly villains? Because I
Professor X can do it.
Yeah. But he's respectful of it.
But that's not like the only thing. This is like the only thing he can do.
Well, Professor X, too.
And there are others that are heroes that can do this sort of thing.
Is it the only thing they can do?
Some of them...
I mean, Jean Grey has telekinesis, but...
Yeah, and I mean telepathy, and there's all sorts of other applications.
Yeah, because I feel like when you just have that, always a villain, because nothing good can come out of that.
I think it just lends itself really well to being used in the, by a villain. From, like, a comic book writer perspective, I feel like... Especially because it must let you do stuff that, like, wouldn't really make sense. Because then you're like, oh, but look, you can control minds, so we can go through this door and, we can have that story.
Yeah, it would be a story mode more than anything. Like, you can make him make other characters do outrageous things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That, like, things that are against their interests and something like that.
Yeah, which I feel is a cop-out. To be honest.
I mean, it's the plot of the first season of Jessica Jones.
Spoilers.
find out pretty quick.
But also, like, I don't like that his whole motive is to have the throne because he's the second brother. It's just find your own thing, dude. Like, we all were born in different circumstances. Not all of us can be king. Just, like, figure something out to do with your life.
Look, he used a lot of
Game of Thrones would not happen.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Find one person and force them to like you and then just do that.
And then murder
your
brother.
That's so wrong.
That's just marriage.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my god.
Is he used a lot? In the comics? Like, does he appear a lot? Because I still feel like, as far as villain goes, he's not that bad. Like, it would be...
He's not ridiculous.
Well, they kind of screwed him up in the TV show. Like, the Inhumans TV show that was canceled.
Right.
Because everyone was going, you know what? His plans are like, the way he screws things up for the Inhumans, I'm like, well, I'm on his side.
Oh, no.
Like, he frees the Alpha Primitives, and, well, he's an anti-monarchist. You know what?
Maybe I am too.
They tried to redeem him in a way.
I don't think they understood what to do with the material, which was one of the reasons the show tanked.
But anyway. Not next.
You are special. You can see the future. I can build it.
We can build it. All of us together. All of us equal.
So it's going to look different.
Yeah.
Mayhem. Cool. One of the miscolored pages, and probably the reason for the printer's error, Mayhem is supposed to be green. And Marvel printed a corrected page in the next issue. So obviously the printer thought, oh no, this can't be green. And he turned her flesh colored, but it screwed up four other pages. Three other pages in this one. So she's really supposed to be this green, this page here. Well, yeah. So here's the story. Bridget O'Reilly was a police detective who was gassed by a corrupt cop working for the mob. Well, the Magia. Cloak and Dagger found her and she died. And then the combination of Cloak's protective darkness and Dagger's healing light revived her as a superpowered force for righteous justice. Mayhem, as she calls herself, can slash at enemies with her sharp fingernails. She can fly, not really quickly, but she can fly, and emits a paralysis gas that enters the body through the wounds she inflicts with her claws. And that acts as a truth serum. The entry suggests the paralysis she inflicts could be permanent. She's gone from dedicated cop to ruthless vigilante who obsessively tracks down pushers, gangsters, and her favorite prey, corrupt cops. She's also pictured in all-out battle with mob enforcers.
She excites and terrifies me.
I love her and her blazer.
See, this is good tones of green well used.
I can't stop imagining her, like, trying to fly and be like, hold on a second, I'll be there just a second. I'm almost there.
I think it's more that she, like, I picture it as she's kind of floating like a spirit.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm picturing it like forever. A chicken. Like, just a little leap. Run, fly.
I think it's more ghostly, like, Itty's has it.
Drops to the ground. Quack, fly.
It's more like slow jumping and landing.
She's a bit of a, like, ball lightning or something.
I find the misprint really sad, because I think she looks so cool and green, but in the misprint, she just looks like a Karen?
Yeah, just like an angry mom.
In, like, plain... boring beige clothes.
I will
just angry.
I will say this. The good print and the bad print, those pants are
not giving justice to anything.
Yeah, they're not great pants.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Get a new pair, please.
I'm on board with the fact that she's wearing pants. Because we don't see a lot of women in pants. Mm. Especially, like, looser pants like that. But they are very unfortunate.
Yeah, like, they're just, like, do all tight or do all loose. Like,
yeah,
they can't really decide. I will invite you to visit the 80s.
Yes, everyone in the 80s, please. Better pants.
Did she have really long fingernails before she died and stuff? Like, was it her signature thing and then that's... No, you don't know.
Or was it one of those things where they say that your fingernails keep growing after you die? It's not true, apparently. Apparently it's just your body receding.
Yeah, yeah. Your skin shrinks. Yeah.
That's sad.
That's one of the reasons they started... Well, one of the reasons they start. One of the arguments for vampires.
Yes. Yes. The first.
There's also a lot of burying people when they're not actually dead, and then they try to climb, and then when you dig them up, for whatever reason, because people dug up bodies all the time, there's like scratch marks inside the coffin. But that person wasn't dead when they put, you know...
Yeah, that's why they put the little bell.
Like a coma... Yeah, the bell,
Although, it's not very effective when it's windy.
I never thought of that! That's terrible!
Truly, like, being buried alive is, like, one of the most scary ways to die. Like, thinking about it freaks me out.
It would never happen these days.
No!
If you're not dead yet, you'll die in the embalmment process. they drain you of your blood and
there's no way
that sounds like a vampire. I don't know.
Are embalmers vampires?
No.
Yes.
No. Elise,
I
feel like you have that top.
Yes. The turquoise top to match your car. Yes.
Yes, and I have that blazer in black.
I mean, I smell a Halloween costume.
You need to tease your hair this way.
Maybe after I cut it, I could. Now it's too long.
I can't get behind the hair. The hair is too weird.
It looks better in green than it does in the red.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it looks like if she just went into, like, a static room and it just, like...
Yes.
I love the in the action shot, she has a sleeveless jacket.
Did she rip them off?
Like a badass? I hope so.
Is she tangible? Can you touch her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She looks so elegant in that fight shot. Mm-hmm. The long leg. Look at that.
That's a very long leg.
The arched back. Shoulders. Yeah, mm-hmm. Good shoulders.
I really like the power.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's horrifying.
But she's doing it to bad dudes.
Yeah.
So I can respect that.
I mean, in our day and age, the corrupt cop.
Yes,
yeah, irrelevant.
Yes.
So is she like alive?
No.
Well, she's like a zombie.
Like this, she
they
like
healed her. Like she died, and then they brought her back. But
she's not she's alive.
An changed.
Like, but I mean, my question
can
is:
can she
more
die
like,
again?
To be determined.
But my question is more like: does she have like an like a life? Like, does she go home and open a beer kind of thing? Or is she just like a ghost hovering around scratching people?
Yeah, like, do you ever see her...
Doing hobbies?
Being at the grocery store.
Dating.
The tennis.
So they say since Mayhem technically died, it is possible that her body functions differently now in other ways than those listed above. Exactly what those differences are remains to be seen.
I'm going
to
go with emitting toxic gas. That one's different. That's different. Yeah.
Even the entry doesn't know.
I wonder if she can eat and stuff.
Or needs to.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I would eat even if I didn't need to. As long as it didn't hurt me.
What if all her food doesn't taste anything? It's just like air.
Oh, that would be very sad.
Yeah. That's tragic. Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
I feel it's gutsy that they put her in a green palette because normally that's associated with villains, but clearly she's one of the good guys?
Well, she's is she, like, you say she's ruthless. Does she really, like, toe the line between being a good guy and...
She used to be very by the numbers. She tried to arrest Cloak and Dagger. She had no respect for vigilantes. And now she's a vigilante herself. So she's, like, obsessed with getting rid of the filth.
Does she do more harm than good?
I mean, it depends. I don't know about your politics.
To be determined. Now, like, what are the storylines?
Like, are we talking about corrupt cops, like... being bought off, or are we talking about forgot to fill a goddamn form?
Or both.
Well, that's not corrupt. That's lazy. Yeah, I think
I'm assuming it's benefiting
in the employ of the Magia. You know?
Yeah, that
okay.
sort of thing.
Okay, that's fine.
It's interesting that she's like very justice driven, but they called her Mayhem.
Hmm. There's like she calls herself Mayhem. Well, okay, they called her.
There's like an entity above the size.
Sorry,
she's not real.
Wow,
that one really got me. But yeah, she looked like a chaos name. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And she feels a little chaotic just looking at her for sure. Like mm-hmm. she has kind of chaotic energy.
I don't think she does have like a life because the legal status says believed dead.
Oh,
that means you can't go back to your apartment.
But then what does she do on her off hours?
That means that there's no off hours.
So there's, it's just 24
mayhem.
Hours a day.
It's just mayhem. But
just slicing and gassing.
But I want to bring her on a date.
Well, here's your chance.
Ah.
Is mayhem hot or not?
I think, yeah.
Hot.
Like,
also agree.
Yeah, especially in the green. It's cool.
I want back scratches.
Jesus.
And
then
long
the gas seeps through.
But, Josie, I know. Your skin is very sensitive.
Yes, this would be a bad idea
I
for
know,
you.
But before the skin disease, I loved having back scratches. And then, you know, that got ripped away from me.
Well, have you considered just being corrupt so mayhem
yes.
will just show up? I'm glad you said yes before I even finished presenting.
Of course I've considered corruption. Who doesn't, right?
Yeah. Daily basis.
I feel like her face scares me, but I feel like it's a constant. Since she doesn't have off time, as we established, I feel like this is her permanent expression.
She's very stressed.
Yeah, she would need a good massage, I think. Look at the shoulders.
Oof. I hope she finds peace one day.
Aww. Kind of feels like a vengeance demon in Buffy. Mm. That kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, yeah.
Just kind of going around and
yes.
punishing people.
Is there a way to release her one day?
All the cops that are corrupt
must die.
Must
and
die.
And then she will reunite with her soul.
Okay. You've put almost as much thought in it than they are.
I was like, I'm gonna go with the Little Mermaid route.
Yeah. And then she'll be like an angel in the sky watching seagulls.
Sure.
True.
Yeah. When in doubt, go the Little Mermaid route.
Yeah. I like
I don't think she's appeared a lot, but I'm looking it up.
Oh, that's
is she already released? She's not released because during the Civil War... not the American, but the Captain America versus Iron Man.
Okay. I was like, how old is this story?
she was considered a potential recruit for the initiative, the Avengers initiative.
Okay.
So, still around, but really doesn't appear much.
But she appears in the Avengers comics.
No.
No, Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah, Cloak and Dagger are big sellers. So, you don't see a lot of Cloak
and
Dagger.
Didn't they get a TV show?
They did. I wonder if Mayhem's in it.
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I want to see a hovering green person.
Okay, another media. Appears in the live action... yes!
Oh.
Appears in live action television show, Cloak and Dagger.
Probably before she turns green.
And Malahana.
And Isabella, hovering green creature. That could be Kermit.
That could be Kermit. And I'm 100% down with Kermit.
What color is that?
Poison.
Literally, that's the name. What can I say? I have a brand.
Oh, wow!
What?
You don't even need to say a thing.
Well, yeah, they messed up.
Another misprint.
Really?
This one cuts off Medusa's name at the top.
Oh!
Medusa.
Like, oh my god, that's actually her real name.
Anyway, Medusa is the queen of the Inhumans, and therefore married to Black Bolt. She also joined the Fantastic Four for a time, replacing Sue Storm during her maternity leave. Her exposure to Terrigen Mists imbued her hair with powers. She can control every strand, using them as powerful tentacles. As a teenager, she went to visit Black Bolt in his isolation cell, where his voice couldn't cause any damage, and learned to communicate with sign language, which is how they fell in love. They married later, and when this entry was written, they were expecting a child. Medusa is a loyal Inhuman, a true warrior queen, proud sometimes to the point of arrogance, and sees the world in simple black and white terms. Mm. She's pictured swinging alpha primitives around, using her hair as a fan to disperse deadly gas, swinging through the trees, as a member of the Frightful Four, which she joined when she had amnesia, She's teasing Sandman and attacking the Invisible Girl.
Teasing. Sorry, it's a hair joke.
And incognito with Gorgon and Karnak.
I love her.
I'm questioning my sexuality.
Finally. And then there were three.
Oh my gosh. I mean, of course she's hot. Look at her.
Her hair is beautiful. Her outfit is beautiful. I like that there's an M in the belt.
Look at her lips. Oh my god.
Like, her face looks like a classic, like, Hollywood beauty. Yes. From, like, it's just so
and
beautiful.
And so much volume.
Yeah, that's what I want in life, and this is what I get.
Question. Humidity. Can she control all the hair on her body?
Oh.
Can she just magically shave?
Or four. Then, okay.
Absolutely. Please.
Unless that removes the power or something like a...
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel move.
Dear God, imagine if
Samson.
She can whip you with her like...
Oh, Rapunzel's hair. A thing, but Samson isn't a thing? Cut off Samson's hair, loses his strength. Samson? Yeah.
In the Bible.
Read a Bible. Any of them.
I'd rather not.
It's one of my favorite stories as a kid.
Not a sponsor. Other religions
are. But does he have magical hair?
He does.
Samson has magical hair. It's also green.
It makes it zero.
Okay, Samson, hot.
So the Medusa myth is with the snakes, though.
Medusa is a Gorgon, which is interesting because Gorgon is also a member of the Inhumans.
Right.
So they've got one called Gorgon and they've got one called Medusa. Maybe Stan Lee and Jack Kirby just looked up just one book.
And Medusa turns those to stone when they see her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this doesn't happen here. Although I was, you know, for temporarily.
Okay.
It surprised me that they did that. What? I guess you can't actually do Medusa as the thing. I'm just surprised.
Is there a Greek copyright?
Well, yeah, I'm just surprised that they used that name. Not like just do a Medusa.
Yeah, not make it too on point.
Yeah, it's surprising to me that they did this.
I like the interpretation though of the hair.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's way more creative.
Yeah. You said the word tentacles and I'm in.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, she's 5'11". That's tall.
Warrior queen.
Yeah. Mm. But how can she be 130 pounds? That's just the hair.
She's an inhuman. She doesn't have the same density as us.
Just the hair. That's just like the hair.
Yeah, just the hair. They weigh it separately.
Can she make the hair grow and ungrow like that doll I had when I was 9?
Mm.
Can it she moves. Cut her hair? Does it hurt her when she cuts
it? It does not.
No.
It's like a mental power where she's controlling her hair. And her hair is super strong.
So no split ends.
But it does. It's still dead hair.
I know, but no split ends.
So if you cut her hair, it doesn't hurt her.
Right.
Oh.
It's not like blood's coming out of the hair.
Jesus Christ.
But if someone would cut her hair, can you cut her hair? Is it like super hard? Can real scissors, can human scissors cut her hair?
I mean, Wolverine can just...
Oh. Okay, so it actually can grow.
Wolverine
can she make it grow?
Yes.
Wolverine would be like
the best hairstylist.
That part in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. The hair is approximately 6 feet in length and when relaxed and can elongate to almost twice its normal length with only about 25% loss of overall.
6 feet, but she's less than 6 feet.
Yeah, but it's curly.
I love the swinging with the hair. That's my favorite, I think. I do like the casual pose she's doing right now. Just casually grabbing some people, but lounging.
Oh, imagine when you can't reach something and just send your hair. Can't reach the light switch, hair. Can't reach the remote, hair. Don't want to get up to brush your teeth, just make the hair grab the toothbrush.
But then you'd have to, like, have a strand of hair. Just, like... tapping around to find the water in the...
Did she, like, mentally see what the hair sees?
No.
She feels it. There are no nerves ending, but she can still feel it through a form of mental feedback.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she can muscle memory that shit.
Yeah, she knows where the shampoo bottle is. She got this.
Her hair washes themselves.
Imagine.
Does it?
Does it, though? Because imagine the showers this must take to clean that hair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but if the hair gets stuck in the drain, can she just mentally take it out?
We're all acting like she's not a queen.
It's not.
You're right.
Maximus was getting people to dress him.
How many people does it take to wash her hair, then?
Oh, at least 6.
I was going to say.
Wow.
three on each side. The scalp hair's... massages and two.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the hair. Just the bang. It's so
just the bang is more hair than I have on my entire head.
I love that she also had like a full length outfit, not just the bathing suit part.
I like the neckline.
Yeah. I like the two-tone of her gloves and boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's the best.
Oh my god, I thought it was shading, but it's even better. Oh.
Can I have her?
She looks good in green though. Wherever she is with these.
Oh, that guys. Window is
so redheads with green is always good.
Also, I like that she learned sign language to communicate with.
The love story's so cute. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Did the kid have powers like theirs?
Once it was born?
Yes.
Or is he normal?
No, in the womb.
You don't Terrigen Mist in the womb, Mike.
Oh, I gotta imagine.
They just put, like, a pipe.
Yeah,
I was afraid at first.
Be a surprise, you'd give birth, but they're already Terrigen Mists.
Wait, I have a question on Terrigen Mists. Is there anything in their like DNA that determines how the Terrigen Mists will affect them, or is it really just at random? Like, is there some kind of hereditary
predetermined in their genes?
Nature versus Terrigen Mist. That's my question.
If we know what the kid's powers are,
he has a strong voice or a strong hair. He's a pop star.
Yeah. Hair that can sing.
He's in a hair metal band.
No powers though. He's just a good singer.
Yeah. I hate my brain because when you said that she visited Black Bolt, is it? Yeah, Black Bolt while he was confined. My thought was like, oh yeah, of course she will seduce him to become queen. But it feels like it's not the case, so I'm happy. It's a second cousin.
Royal family.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like having like a black or white mentality is not a good fit to be a good leader.
Does Black Bolt have a black or white mentality? Because maybe they complement each other.
Maybe.
He's just gray.
Sometimes you just...
Medusa lives a Michelin.
Uhura also reappears in the series as a mentally unstable adolescent later. Uhura Baltagon.
That's a good name.
Wears a shirt like his... looks like his dad. Powers. Quasi-sonic scream, energy beams, force field generation, flight, and some psionic powers. So...
so no hair.
But...
no screams.
Enhanced intelligence... splitting of soul, Jesus.
Ugh.
So it looks like he's more on his dad's family because he's got powers similar to Black Bolt and Maximus.
Okay.
Hmm. So possible hereditariness.
And I think it's totally hereditary.
Hereditary.
Is Medusa hot or not?
Hot.
Very obviously. Hot.
Scalding.
Hot.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I don't want to see any more heroes.
We're done for today. Come back next week.
Then let's do a villain.
Good save. My hair like Jesus wore it. Hallelujah. I adore it. Hallelujah. Mary loved her son. Why don't my mother love me? Hey, throw it, show it. Long as I can grow my hair. Throw it, show it. Long as I can grow my hair. Oh, that's unfortunate facial hair.
Mentallo.
Mentallo?
Mentallo.
Mentallo.
Melando.
Mentallo.
Look, you're calling him in for dinner. Mentallo.
Mentallo. A mutant born with telepathic powers, Marvin Flum. Marvin Flum was content to ignore his powers and work as a shoe salesman. Oof. But he was recruited by S.H.I.E.L.D., who detected his powers, and as they trained him, his ambitions grew. He tried to mentally take over S.H.I.E.L.D. and ran when he was exposed, taking with him technology to boost his powers. He took on the name Mentallo, and either with his pal the Fixer, or as part of HYDRA, staged several attacks on S.H.I.E.L.D. He can communicate with people telepathically, cause hallucinations, and has a low-level radar sense, a kind of ESP. His helmet prevents other telepaths from attacking him mentally. Ultimately, he's out to get rich by manipulating important people and amassing political power. but he's not a good improviser nor original thinker and is a better follower than a leader. So he's never going to be an A-lister. Pictured stunning an agent in a protective suit, flying into battle with the Fixer, and hooked up to a machine that boosts his abilities. So not another mind control
character. I say boo to that.
Oh, poor, poor Flum.
It's just unfortunate. Like,
I like to think that the guy that's falling over is like, oh shit.
Not again.
So Flum is his last name, and they kind of control that. But do we think a better name than Marvin could exist?
Marvin Flum. Like, oh my god.
Can Flum be redeemed?
Like, it just kind of sounds like Flim.
Yes.
It's just gross. It's just gross.
But Mentallo.
Not any better.
No, Mentallo is like the first draft.
Yeah, it sounds more like frozen ice cream treat than a villain.
You say the first draft, I feel it's like one of those names that people are just saying and you're like, sure, and you don't even write it down. You're just like, yeah, sure. And like, I'm glad you participated.
Yeah, good job. And you just look at your other people and you're like, oh.
Yeah, Harry, go get some coffee. We'll keep...
No, Marvin, go get that. Coffee. And we'll keep brainstorming.
Well, ladies... You. He's single.
No.
No.
Yes, we can see that.
No wonder.
You know what? He reminds his, like, the facial hair, the first thing I saw, and, like, the silly goggles, as I, he looks like that rebel member of a boy band.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, he reminded me of the, is it Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
Mark Grass?
Something. Anyway, the singer of Sugar Ray. I don't know why. It's the jawline and the facial hair. Just but also, he has that.
Also, a very timely reference. Yeah.
Deep cut.
He also has a beeper. So.
A pager?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Other. Who's sending a message on a beeper? Who's that guy?
Fixer.
So Fixer is his only friend, and he communicates with him via beeper.
In 85 or 86.
And he's like, you have one friend.
Yeah, you know when it beeps, who it is.
Okay. You know what, though? Fixer and Flum kind of rolls off the tongue.
Fixer and Flum rolls off the tongue. It's good.
Right? You'd think that Fixer would be able to fix him.
There's just so much you can fix in life.
It's speaking of fixing, I think he skipped leg day a few too many times.
I mean, it's not terrible.
The chest and shoulders are way more developed than the legs.
Yes.
It's absurd.
It's very underwhelming in terms of gadgets and stuff compared to the first entry. It's very, very plain.
It's a little bit disposable person.
Yeah. I would assume that this is just a random background dude.
Doing the garbage.
Or a hero's in his pajamas.
But especially with the goggles. That does, like, scream anonymous henchman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's like, we don't want to do defining features.
No, yeah.
Just that fucking facial hair.
Or, like, an extreme pilot.
I feel like this is the kind of person that would make an oral sex joke about his facial
Ew. Vomit.
Yes, I've met many of those people, unfortunately.
What? Well, ew. Who? What? Where? Why?
I have so many questions, and yet I want none of the answers.
Same. These people exist?
Yes.
Ew. They must die.
I'm not a big goatee person.
No.
Yeah, it's not my favorite facial hair.
I hate a pinch more. A pinch is just the under the lip.
You know, it's the little triangle right there.
The little under the lip here.
Mm-hmm. I especially don't like that and a mustache.
Ugh.
Oh, without the rest.
Yeah, unless you're a musketeer.
I mean, okay, yeah. That's acceptable. You see, you have a hat, you have a sword, you have three other musketeers. It's okay. There's a team.
Oh, true. D'Artagnan's not a musketeer yet.
Yes, he is. No. In my mind. I know.
In my mind.
Doesn't have to be the first book.
It doesn't have to be those specific musketeers.
I think there were more than just three.
The king is defenseless. They've only got three.
And an apprentice.
just...
Hi, Cardinal Richelieu also rocks the three-point facial hair. We'll defeat the king. Oh shit, they got a fourth one.
We put the table where we gotta start all over again.
So, what you're saying about his look fits the description of the personality. Rich. Not a good improviser, not a leader, not not an original thinker.
I just blah.
No, and he's so such a loser that his weaknesses, his weakness is people moving.
That's true.
What? Mantello has difficulty focusing on moving targets. So if he wants to control your mind, just fucking dance.
Just dance. It's gonna be okay.
So this is where dance off comes into play.
I've been laughing too much. I would like to say that this is Shield's fault.
Yeah, Shield.
Yes, really? Should have let him sell shoes.
Why did he go to shoe seller? Is it because he has a foot fetish?
No, everyone that sells shoes is evil.
Maybe he just have a passion for
fashion.
Passion for comfortable shoes.
Passion for orthotics
at a good price.
Yeah. I mean, the boots are not that bad, but it still feels like you just got that uniform from S.H.I.E.L.D. and was like, this is henchman's. Don't care, I'm stealing this and it's mine.
Loki spent all the money on orthopedic insoles.
And that picture.
Oh my god, it's so warm in here.
It is.
It's Mentallo, obviously.
Oh,
is
he
hot or is he not?
No, he's not. I think it's just a lot.
No. No. Very forgettable. Lame powers.
But we had fun discussing him. For reasons other than him.
I just want to fly.
Oh, what did you wicka wicka wall?
Art credits. Maximus by Tom Palmer. Mayhem by Brett Blevins. Medusa by John Byrne. Mentallo by Michael Chen.
You said I was a liar. I'm not. People think you are good, but you are bad and hard-hearted. I'll let everyone know what you have done.
I am a free human being with an independent will which I now exert to leave you.
To marry you would kill me.
I'm a badass woman. What's wrong with that? Can't hold me.
Dear Reader, a Jane Eyre podcast. Join me, Stella, as I look at the legacy of Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte through the lens of its varied and various interpretations. TV, film, radio, theater, sci-fi, erotica? Pun intended. Does Jane Eyre transcend culture, time, place, and galaxy? Listen and find out. Coming soon to the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
You can't ignore no more. I'm a badass woman.
Female bag. Discussing episode 72, Mastermind, Master Order, Master Pandemonium, Masters of Evil.
Kind of happy I missed it.
So Mastermind, bonus info from Eric on this one. When Chris Claremont and John Byrne established his real name and came up with the idea of his using a more handsome, illusory appearance, they based his new look on a British actor named Peter Wingard, who had starred in the 1970s TV show Jason King. They gave Mastermind the hairstyle and facial hair of Wingard sported in that series and combined the first name of the character and the last name of the actor to make Mastermind Jason Wingard. Everyone else who commented on him essentially thought he was a creep. And that was a consensus.
All of Nat's personalities thought so.
Master Order Mike W. says this episode got very cerebral, with interesting digressions on the nature of illusion and the metaphysical aspects of chaos and order. It figures the girls would prefer chaos. In fact, no one seems surprised at this. Max Traver created the acronym CHAOS, Canadian Hilarity as Organized Sport. To Chris Franklin, Master Order looks like a cosmic Charles Xavier. Ange says, anytime someone is depicted as an intense head, it just looks like they're constipated. Come on, dude, eat some cosmic prunes. You'll feel better.
Cosmic prunes.
And Ange is a doctor, so he knows.
So, yeah.
Yes. Captain Entropy says, he's all right, I guess. He won't let me in his office since I accidentally and simultaneously broke 2 desk toys and a wall plaque, but that's understandable, really. I just had no idea he was so proud of being named Personified Abstract Concept of the Quarter.
I love everything about that comment.
And Eric says, the idea that Master Order should manifest as something more orderly than a human face reminded me of a storyline in DC's Sandman series, where the representative of the Lords of Order at Dream's Hell Auction manifested itself in an appropriately orderly form, a cardboard box.
That's excellent.
Yeah, the representative of the Lords of Chaos took the form of a small child, which he said, the perfect incarnation of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
On Master Pandemonium, Ange asks, hotter mustache?
Pandemonium or Diablo?
Is it a mustache or it's just...
Two. You know what? I would say Pandemonium just because he doesn't, like, suck on it.
As a person that was not here last week, I have a fresh opinion and someone tell the name. I can't.
Master Pandemonium.
Yeah.
He's better?
Yeah.
Lizanne Oswald doesn't think Pandemonium was based on Christopher Lee specifically, and she's right that visually, before the accident, I looked up some comics. He looks nothing like him. He's just a generic comic book dude. I was just saying he might have a similar career. Masters of Evil. Chris Franklin spotted a mistake in the art. The heads of the 2 Baron Zemos were swapped.
No!
That's the sun, and the other ones...
Wow, that's a pretty major mistake.
Oh my god, there's so many.
And the other one's the father. That's the father.
Absurd.
Their crown, okay, yeah.
Lizanne Oswald wonders how Marvel got away with Egghead when there's an Egghead played by Vincent Price on the Batman TV show. The answer, Liz, is that Marvel's Egghead was annoying Ant-Man a good 5 years before the TV show. And Mike W. reminds me that one of the most heartbreaking things Zemo and his gang did in Under Siege was destroy Captain America's scrapbook, all his memories from the war, everything about Bucky, all his souvenirs.
That's horrible.
He made a scrapbook of it, though?
I mean, yeah.
He has, I don't think it was like, a scrapbook in like the modern sense of the theme, like, where he had stickers, like war-themed stickers
and like glitter.
Like
a photo album?
Yeah.
Okay, like a scrapbook.
You know, he has to have a hobby. He cannot just, you know, fight evil all the time.
I kind of love the idea that Captain America would be into modern scrapbooking.
Oh, yeah. I want to see
he's
that.
An artist.
Chris
an
Evans, artist. Do it, please.
He's using, like, squiggle scissors.
Is he wearing a big cardigan? Yes, of course he is.
I picture it because my dad has scrapbooks from, like, the 60s and 70s. I kind of picture it like those ones. That are, like, on the black paper,
mm-hmm.
and all the, there's, like, squiggles and little drawings, but they're, like, really nice, like, boats and all kinds of stuff that are done in, like, I don't know, I guess, like, a pencil that's more white or that's got more of a white base, so it stands out on the black, and it's got those little sticky corners.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Little gold corners, yeah.
Anyway.
He destroyed it.
Zemo destroyed it.
That's horrible.
That's bastard.
So, some miscellaneous comments. As you called Gene Hendrix a horse's head in space, in the compliment section, he proudly shouted out that he's still Team Horse. Takes us back to the Beta Ray Bill discussion.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And Rick of Unpacking the Power Pack podcast was called out for not commenting on your commenting on Massmaster in the previous episode. And responds by saying he was on vacation, okay?
Unacceptable.
He actually says, I was planning on commenting on Massmaster, but I was probably... too upset that you all burnt down my son Jack. Boy does not get the love he deserves.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
He picked the name Mass Master.
He's a kid? Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting your name on our hot list and getting the girls to throw a custom compliment at you.
It really is at you.
Against you. Throw a compliment against you. What's your theme?
What if they were shades of green?
Jose is the only one who knows colors.
Well, yo, I know a bunch of shades of green.
Things that are green.
Okay. Green is the theme, okay?
Green is the theme.
Green is the theme, and we need a compliment against Eric.
Against.
You are. Eric. You're like my favorite precious stone, the emerald.
Is it? It's an E. So
no, I don't think it's my favorite. It just got better in the phrase. I don't know what my favorite is. I haven't thought about it.
Don't tell Aaron.
That is very much an against goblin.
It's the opal.
Now for Gene Hendricks.
I have to Google types of green. Hold on.
All that are green.
You're so cool that you make me green with envy.
Oh. Next up, Monsieur Duke.
You're tall like a tree. That poor man, all we say about him is, you like birds, you like Amélie, you're tall. I mean, Nick has three qualities.
You know what? It's kind of better when we don't know you personally, because we actually have to put some effort.
But also, Monsieur Duke, if you're not going to listen to the podcast and just support it from afar, we're going to say any damn shit in
the
piece.
Monsieur Duke, your gaming setup is really cool. I've seen it.
Green.
The walls around it are a green.
No, the lights behind it is a green.
You guys have those like
LED lights. Not in the gaming room though.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a gamer next to a room. Right there.
There is green. And finally
there could be green occasionally.
And finally, Mike Dynas.
You're like my birthstone, parroted. It's like fate that we're meeting here, like a birthright that you're commenting.
Unscramble those words and it makes a sentence.
Say goodbye. But it's not sentence or compliments. We will never know.
Say goodbye, guys.
Thrown at you!
Bye.
Milo.
We love you.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
Going. Death room tone, and death room tone, always confuse
room tone,
me.
Room tone? Room tone?
Room tone. Okay. We're there! We know!
Did we do one?
No. Room tone.
We had a cat joining the podcast, but Mike kicked him out.
Podcast scars.
My cat scars.
Bok choy chopping accident.
Oh no!
Yes, indeed.
The cuts are so deep.